والله يدعو إلى دار السلام ويهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I send praises to Allah, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, and I send peace and blessings to our beloved Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam. We also send peace and blessings to all of the messengers who came from the beginning of time, to Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, to all those messengers who came to every nation and every tribe. And we begin with the greeting words of the righteous, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. The month of Ramadan is a blessed occasion. The month of Ramadan is a time of reflection. It is a time of forgiveness. It is a time where believers are able to gain the best of this world and also success in the hereafter. And the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam was the last of the prophets. He was the one who was the seal or the finality of all those who came before him. The prophets taught their people the belief in one God. The prophets taught their people that they should express this belief in prayer. They also taught their people about charity, that they should give from themselves to those who were needy and unfortunate. But the prophets also taught imsak. They taught fasting, that their followers should stay away from earthly desires for a specific period of time every year. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was the last of messengers. And so this message had to be not only good or not only relevant for the Arab people, but relevant to every nation, every tribe, every climate, all people who would live on this earth until the day of resurrection. And so the Prophet ﷺ gave the believers and gave to the world a complete package, a way to fast and rules for keeping this fast, which would make a person successful so that that person could go through a period of purification and be able to live in the heat of the desert or the snow in the winter, in high altitudes, in jungles, in any part of the world. The Prophet, peace be upon him, did not speak from himself. He spoke from above seven heavens. And if we are to look into some of his traditions, we can develop a pattern for the month of Ramadan through this pattern of fasting, through these divine instructions. We are able to get the best out of the month of Ramadan and also to really understand and to live those benefits which are so necessary for the success of the believer. The Prophet, peace be upon him, in a hadith which is reported in Sahih Muslim, has informed us that the difference between our fast and the fast of the people of the book is the morning breakfast. He also said in a hadith which is reported in Bukhari and Muslim, Tasaharu fa inna fi sahuri baraka. He said, Tasaharu, that you should take this early morning breakfast, fa inna fi sahuri baraka. There are blessings. There are great blessings in suhoor, or that morning meal which is taken by the believers. We are also informed on the authority of Zayd ibn Thabit, radiallahu anhu. He said that we took suhoor with the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, and then we stood to pray Fajr. I asked how much time gap was there between them, and he replied, the time required to read 50 verses. And so, khamsin ayah, 50 verses from the Qur'an, when a believer normally reads that time is the gap in between finishing suhoor and beginning the fajr. What is important for us to understand in looking at this day, that the Islamic fast is a balanced one. It is one that helps the believer to be strong physically and also to benefit from the day. So when we look at suhoor as a meal, we should recognize the fact that it is not filling up our stomach. It is not quenching our thirst for the whole day, because that is impossible. So suhoor should be a meal which is rich, that has vitamins in it, that has the necessary food, the necessary strength that we need to continue throughout the day. It does not necessarily have to be a huge meal that fills us up, because by putting too much food inside of our stomach, we expand ourselves, and then there is gas and there are problems for the believer during the day. And so, take a light, wholesome suhoor. After we take it, remember that Fajr is beginning at the astronomical twilight. It is at the dawn. And in the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to the believers in Surah Al-Baqarah in verse 185, Allah reveals that you should eat and drink until the white thread is distinguished from the black thread. And it is reported that one of the Sahaba actually stood with a black thread and a white thread, trying to distinguish between the two. The Prophet, peace be upon him, then informed him, no, it is not that. But it is that line that goes across the horizon. That is the distinguishing line which gives us the astronomical twilight, and that is when the Fajr begins. So, with that call to prayer, we begin our fasting day. And it is crucial for us to begin already having made intention. So the niyyah, or the intention, is made before Fajr. So even if a person goes to sleep in the evening and makes the intention, and for some reason oversleeps the time of suhoor, then the intention is made, and when they get up, then they have already begun the fast because of the intention. After this, we begin our day in the month of Ramadan. Fasting is not an escape from the life of this world. A sa'im, a fasting person, is not a monk in a monastery. We live in the world, but we are not of the world. And so our imsak should be done in normal activities that we carry out during the day. And so we stay away from food. We stay away from drink. We stay away from sexual activity. The key to all of the detailed rules of fiqh that we will get from the great scholars concerning this month is that the food and the drink should not enter any of the openings of the body and descend to al-jawf. It shouldn't go down into the stomach area. So this would include not only the normal food and drink, but if a person is chewing gum, or they have tobacco, or chewing tobacco, and the flavor goes down into the stomach, they are breaking their fast. If a person is gargling water during the day, they should not gargle heavily, just in the front of the mouth. It is permissible to use the miswak, but we should try to avoid those elements, those type of substances that would put sweetness down into our stomach. We should also avoid smoking cigarettes, because the nicotine can also descend. And so therefore, the fasting is a complete activity, and there are certain rules that we should follow. One interesting point, especially now that we are into the fast, is that many people in the beginning, especially new Muslims or young Muslims, who may not be accustomed to fasting, may have a fountain or a certain glass of water or something to drink. So in the first day or so, they may even make a mistake. So a person may be in the first or second or the first week of fasting, and then pick up a glass of water just out of a reflex and drink it. They may even eat some food and drink it. It is reported that one of the brothers, Muslims in North America, sat down and ate a whole meal. And when he finished the meal, he said, "Oh Allah, I'm fasting." But the Prophet ﷺ gave us a prescription that could protect us and take us out of any difficulty. And he said, whoever eats or drinks by mistake, forgetfully, should continue to fast. فَإِنَّمَا أَطْعَمَهُ اللَّهُ وَسَقَاهُ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the one who gave him the food and gave him the drink. And so if we make a mistake, then we should continue on in the month of Ramadan. We should recognize, however, that not only are we avoiding the physical food, we also avoid words that come out of our mouth. We also avoid thinking bad thoughts. We also avoid being involved in haram actions and haram deeds. One issue which is very important is that the eyes are involved too, so we should look out for television programs which would take us off the path of Islam. But we live a normal life, and we continue until the time of iftar. When this time comes, as soon as the adhan is given, as soon as the sun sets, then the Prophet ﷺ has informed us, the people will continue to be in a righteous state as long as they hurry up for iftar. So we come to the table. Allahumma laka sumtu wa ala rizqika aftartu. O Allah, for you I have fasted, and with your provisions I am breaking my fast. And we begin with the iftar. It is the sunnah of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, to begin with water and dates in either way. The water purifies and cleans our inside. It prepares us. The dates give us a natural form of sugar. And so the engine, in a sense, begins to roll. And so it is a natural way to come out of the fast. We should avoid eating too much at once. Some people are thinking, well, I've lost 12 hours. In some countries, you lost 17 hours without eating. So he wants to make up for all of the food within the first 5 minutes. This is a mistake. Take the way of the Prophet, peace be upon him, the easy, middle, balanced road, and start with a very light iftar, and then after making prayer, then we come back, and we are able to take a nice size meal. The important issue is that we should recognize the fact that this fast is not like the people of the book. This fast is not like somebody who is fasting for beauty's sake. But this fast is the way of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, who was the seal of the prophets. He was the final messenger who came to every nation and every tribe. So therefore, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this complete message. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a fast that not only will protect our bodies, but will enrich us. It cleans our system, cleans our mind, cleans our way of life, and helps us to be successful in this life and in the hereafter. This is the balanced fast of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And people are fasting, alhamdulillah, in China, in Russia, in Africa, in the Middle East, in Europe, in the Americas, all over the world. There are people who are controlling themselves and submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I leave you with these thoughts. I ask Allah to have mercy on me and you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.